Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you.
it out, but I have to. Only for a second, then I'm back in. You know when I come and how I'm packing. Look over your shoulders, put your back in. You're leaving in the morning, you're supposed to be packing. Yeah, we gon' have to push that flight back. Said you gotta go, brought it right back. Those calls, those texts, you don't write back. Forgot about your phone, my sex is like that, like that. When I'm with you, watch it up nice and slow. In the back, ooh, I'm about to lose control. Cause you're my
got that much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to kiss. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waiting on all the love I gotta give. I'm wondering when you gon' love me. When you gon' love me, and if you ain't gon' love me like I love me, you should tell me.
You should tell me.
Oh no no no. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Girl, you been acting different lately. Ain't been calling me baby. So that nigga that you're sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it. Baby, do me a favor. Either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck? You're acting like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love me, I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon' love.
That I'm the one,
but you're always taking.
Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you, thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you. You present for me. Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it. I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you ain't too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love. Luxury love,
luxury, luxury love, luxury love.
It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love,
luxury love, luxury love.
It's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah, you're shining like the sun, shining with you. You know I like to face it, getting it up. Your purple water's dripping, I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be you.
I get in your field. Girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it. I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You know I got you. You know I love you. I know how to keep that luxury love. Whatever you need, for you ain't too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love. That luxury love.
So spaced out, doing the most, so exposed, shoot to the stars with me, synergy is so chosen, but I need you face down, in the pillow, just go, let go, give me some slow-mo, yeah, it's over, sure.
Bye. Welcome, 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 and good evening, everyone. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And I always got my Raw Links on. I hope you that have Raw Links have yours on as well. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, join me in a conversation. Press that one and participate. I'd love you to. This is a place where you can release some mental stress with some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. You know, it seems we got some listeners here, but perhaps you just want to be just that. Listen, because I don't see no hands up. So that's all right. I hope you were enjoying the sound. But before I get into any kind of poetry, I want to send a big shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Poet, a.k.a. Author Larry Maddox. Without him, there would be no us. I got a little something for you I'm going to do. This is something I wrote not too long ago. It was about a week ago. I penned it. This is called Love Set Adrift. When love is seen from two points of view, the certainty is lost, leaving only one to guess. What are we? When he no longer covered me with his love, I used to pray for the cover of rain to hide my tears because through the pain, it was the only thing that made me feel safe. Now that they are hidden, I just want them to stop falling. I used to walk down a happy road leading to sunshine, but because his words felt like home. But our alignment has gone askew. I used to carry a song in my heart. But when he spoke of her, the rhythm was all off. What started as little disagreements ended up as him only listening to reply with, if only you had done this or would have just said that. To no talks at all. Until he no longer heard my cries for him, and I went silent. Now, I just stay one heartbreak's breakdown away from the question. It would have been better than me because he made a choice over me and my sacred sensuality for someone else he longed for, and that I will never understand. I thought we meant more. So now my heart is once again a deep ocean, or should I let them in? Because his trust me turned to dust in the wind. You enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, maybe I'll give you a little background on that piece. You know, I think we've all been in that place where we've been in love. Those of us that have suffer from a broken heart, from the person choosing someone else and not being able to understand why or what it was about that individual that pulled that loved one away from us. You know, and we go through our heartache and our pain, but it leaves us with that question always, you know, what was so good about them that I didn't possess? Callers, because I see some hands up. Oh, and I got a treat here for y'all. First caller on the mic is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Public. For Real, how you doing tonight? Yeah. Welcome to Poetic Thursday.
Hello, Miss Perla Negra. How are you? Hey, I'm doing I'm doing all right. Yes.
What's got you all disheveled?
Well, you know, I was writing as I was listening to that lovely music that you were playing. I was writing this piece. I was working on this piece. I'm like, wow. I was actually looking for a piece, but I came across some pieces that were unfinished. So I started writing and writing, and I said, "Ooh, Lord, I like this. I wish I could finish it before." But you stopped playing the music, and I became disheveled.
Wow.
And I was stuck, you know what I'm saying, in that place of La La Land. I think I'll save it for later. But then I found a piece that was similar to the one I was writing. And I said, let me just throw this together real quick and see if I can do something by adding it to an already existing piece just for tonight. Just for tonight, okay. I'll go back on it and, do something with it. But how are you?
I'm actually pretty good. I'm getting ready for this wedding tomorrow. Trying to make sure I got my outfit together because you know this weather is switching up on us. It's acting a little crazy, and you know you think you can wear one thing, you think you can wear one thing, and then turn around and the temperature changes like drastically, like right away. Like wait a minute, I don't know if I can get away with this. So let me pull out something.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. I used to love the winter, the cold season, because it's made for, for dressing up. If you're the, type of person that likes to put that gear on and dress up, put some clothes on, wear a nice coat, I like that. I like all that stuff. But, I think as I got older, I don't know, this, I'm going to tell you, this Corona winter is a lot different than a regular average winter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't feel like going out in that stuff. It's like freezing.
Mhm. That's what I'm saying. Yesterday it was really, really nice. It melted like it was so nice yesterday. Aside from the rain, that it melted pretty much all the snow. But then as night fell. Under the cover of night, the temperatures just like went from really nice to like freezing. I'm like, wait a minute, it's cold again. What is going on? And it's not just regular cold. This is like bitter cold, along with wind and man, it's craziness. And I agree with you. I used to be able to run in this kind of weather with no problem. Throw on a nice jacket. Some boots and some comfortable jeans, put a hat and some gloves on and keep it moving. Now, no, I don't want no parts of that mess outside because it is different.
Yeah, the running is over,
got that right. I can barely stand up and walk some days while I'm trying to run. You might get a scuttle out of me, though.
A slow walk, a fast walk.
Kind of.
A fast walk is good enough these days.
Yeah, for me it is, because I'm going to get there eventually anyway. It's all good, though. So, Surreal, the poet.
Yes, Douglas.
Douglas, I am... anxious, I'm sure, as anxious as the caller, to hear what did you bring for us to listen to tonight to soothe our ears.
Okay, well, I'm going to title this piece Shadows, which is the name of the already written piece was called Shadow. The one I was just writing, I didn't have a name for it, but I put it together to it, so I don't know. And like I said, I just was writing this, so I got to, just follow me, follow the flow as I follow the flow, because I don't remember the flow of it, because, once I heard your voice, that changed everything.
Well, I'm following, and the mic is yours.
Follow the flow. Thank you. Thank you so much. The curtain of night falls slowly. Only the dimness and our love-making silhouette decorating the walls like once-lit candles inside her warmed and moistened caverns opening. I probe unconditionally, mining within her, finding gem after gem within, enriched by what I'm discovering, more precious than diamonds. Going through a roller coaster coaster. I'm going through a roller coaster of emotions. See, she rides me spirited, loud moans of pleasure pleasing me, the acoustics strumming me, providing this release within me, tickling. Delicate fingers tickle me. Hold me like a candle when the night falls. My glow will lead you. Allow what's lit to warm you. Raise me up high to your lips. I want to see you. I flicker under your touch. Your touch means so much, so very much. Your exhale fuels me. I'm combustible. My flames can be when left out of control, but I'm in control as long as you're holding me. See, this thing within me burns evenly, yet intense, since you've lit me, awakening this fire and desire inside of me. We both glow, decorating the room with our love, making shadows. Shadow. We each had a turn rolling the dice. We both took a chance at the forbidden. Lights out. Candles lit and nothing hidden. Stripped. Wanting to poke her. Draw four, reverse her. Uno, you know. Connect four across the board with my queen and take her king and checkmate her. We played the game until totally drained, totally weakened, until all the candles blew themselves out, until the sun came up again. We played. Yes, we played. Spinning the bottle after emptying it from the champagne. I poured her shadow something smooth to drink. Hers was an agony, constantly pleading to be touched again and again repeatedly, while minds lay there entwined in her, tediously, complying in kind. Mine longed for the same, so the four of us, me, her, and our shadows spent the evening body surfing across every wall, scented candles light cast. Feeding its illuminous, illuminating, sending shards of lust, tiny shimmering particles of us, dancing from floor to ceiling, her shadow so, so alluring, sensual, tantalizing, in the shape of an hourglass. Across love's wall, she danced, moved by the candle's glow. We played with each other's shadow, filling each other's mouths with the dimness. Closed eyes, aided by the inner mind, only strengthened the visuals. She and my shadow did things only found in erotic dreams. Shit, spoken in a poet's piece. The mic was hers, and she hungered for it. So I allowed her to spit on it. The taste of her was a metaphor yet to be penned, inked. No, the taste of her has never been written about before. Her cadence, soft, rhythmic moan, than I for more. As the lips of my shadow kissed her and played twister with her shadow's front door, opening it, closing it, opening it, closing it, knocking on it and slamming that shit until she, ooh, moisture, she, her and her shadow lay spread eagle worn from the tidal wave erupting from her inner core. She dropped the mic. Our shadows are now in a 68. It's okay, I'll finish doing her. Her shadow will simply owe me one. We played with each other's shadows under complete darkness, illuminated by the slight glow. This slight glow as we played with each other's shadows. For real.
Wow. Wow. That was dope. That was spiritually erotic, sensual. It was also a bit tender, because you spoke about everything about making love mentally and physically and spiritually. That was pretty awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
You know, that it was like you two were completely naked with each other in every sense of the word. Like you and almost like you, only you and her, could drift into an outer worldly plane. You played with each other's shadow. That's a different realm that you can go into when you are with someone and you are really into them. I like that a lot. Well, man, that was dope.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Bird.
Wow.
I'm going to revisit this, though. I want to revisit the part I just wrote. I got kind of lost in there. I just think about, I wanted to be about, see, the last part was more about shadow. I want to make the first part more about the being a candle and the light of a candle and things concerning its glow, you know. I was feeling that, you was playing that sensuous music, see, and I just love the light of a candle. I love candlelight, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's just so romantic. So I want to dive into that. I think I'm going to bring that to the cafe at some point.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome to write to. Yes. I too love candlelight.
We're going to discover how we all feel about candlelight concerning romance, things of that nature, you know.
Yeah.
Even when it's going out. You know?
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? When
that'll
it's
be,
going out,
yeah.
When it's going dim.
Mm-hmm. And that little, that slight flicker that's holding
that
on
flicker,
to the air.
Yeah. That's life, girl.
Yes,
the light of a candle.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yes, it is.
It's a metaphor.
Absolutely. I love that. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm feeling kind of sappy right now. My right nipple is kind of hard. Just the right one.
You had to go left.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't just keep it serious. You know, I have to. I want people to know who I am. They won't recognize me unless I say something stupid or silly, you know.
Oh, we recognize
you. Ladies out there, they understand. Yeah, they understand what I'm talking about. But my fire is still lit on the left side. It's still lit on the left side. Thank you, Miss Girlie.
Thank you.
Fun, yeah.
I know, and it's so appreciated. But could you do me a favor before you get out of here and go over there to the I know you don't like therapists. I know you don't. But before you go past there, could you let everyone know what you have going on in Epiphany Universe, please?
Yes, in the Epiphany Universe, every other Monday night at Epiphany Radio, there will be the Soul Cafe, where we pick up our pens, writing, creating poetry right there on the spot with the aids of some phrases and some music. We create. And we have a good time. The first portion of the show is dedicated to open mic poetry and or spoken word. And like I say, the second part is dedicated to picking up our pen and discovering and sharing in our creativity, what makes us write, what causes our pens to flow and their ink to sputter. And that's each and every, I keep saying each and every, every other Monday night at Epiphany Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio. Baby, baby, take your socks off.
Thank you.
Back to you, Miss Pearl.
Thank you very much for that, for real. That was awesome. Thank you for the beautiful piece and taking the time out of your night to come through and show some support and love, as you always do. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
I know you don't like the therapist, so I'm gonna send you on past there. But knock on the door and let them know.
Mm-hmm. That I'm going, that I'm leaving. Yes.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Baby. One love, baby love. One love.
One love, one bike.
Yeah. All right, love.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. I'm going to go from For Real the Poet to my Canadian connection. We have a Lady A on the mic. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Diva. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. My goodness. It's so nice to hear you every time, as usual. What's going on with you?
Oh, well, I'm trying to keep things upbeat.
Okay.
So it's working okay so far. I haven't had any big crying jags like I had for a little while, and so I'm working away at things. The Law of Attraction is a really good book for anybody who wants to put some positivity out into the universe to get it back. You know, so it's a progressive study, if you will. You know, every day you have to practice life in a different way if it's, the other way is not working for you, right?
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of painting and sketching in the last week or so as well. So I've come up with probably about 6 new pieces that I've done, and I'm exploring that avenue of my life as well. If it's you know, like traditional painting or abstract and that sort of thing. So I'm having fun with that.
Awesome.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I found a poem. My poetry, a lot of my poetry is dark, and it's through experiences that I have or that sort of thing. And so I wanted to, we've just had a huge storm. We have snowbanks that are 7 feet high, no kidding. We have the snow that's up, we have the snow that's up against the other houses, like to the roof, above the windows. Snow drifts, it's just unreal. We've had a lot of snow. We have had hardly any of it in the last 3 or 4 years, and they're sure, you know, they're sure dumping on us this year. It's a tremendous amount of snow. Everything was shut down today completely, and yesterday too. So even the plows were taken off the road in the middle of the evening last evening because it was just too much snow. So I should have taken some pictures today, and I just never thought. But we can have our, they don't last, you know. I mean, we have spring and summer and fall and all the rest of it, but the winters can be pretty cool. And I was thinking that, you know, places like in the south, they have, I remember a friend of mine worked in North Carolina at a hospital there in Asheville, and she would call me after an evening shift and say they had a little, like we would call it a dusting, which is just virtually a dusting of snow on the road, and everything was shut down and people had to stay the night, and it was like they would never survive up here. It's like you didn't get your polar bears out, pull your sleigh. Anyways, I digress. It's it's beautiful to look at, though. I mean, if you're a snow person for snowshoeing and skiing. There's tons of it to do that in, too.
Okay. It is beautiful to look at, but trust me, I have had my fill of it. Believe me.
Yeah, I hear you.
When I was younger, you think you're invincible when you're a kid. So you enjoy all of that playing and it building the little igloos and the little tunnels to climb through and to sled through and all of that stuff. I'm not playing that mess no more. I have hard enough time walking as it is on a clear ground.
Yeah.
I don't want to play in that mess anymore. So
I remember always being so cold. Like, you know, we have... Your mitts wouldn't reach, like, and your wrists would be cold because the mitts would be all wet, and your ski jacket was up high on your arm, and I used to freeze like that. So when I had my kids when they were younger, we had an old maiden aunt that used to knit for them, and so I said, "Well, you make their mitts for them. Could you make them so that they go up over the ski jacket, almost to the elbow, and with a tie in it?" I dress them up like that, and then you get them all dressed, and then they come in the door 5 seconds later. We want to come in. It's too cold. They stayed out in the snow for a little while. So, but anyways, it's all good in the hood.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for that. Now, what I want to know is, and I'm pretty sure the callers would like to know, too, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because even though you say your pieces are dark, I've heard some really, really beautiful pieces from you that weren't so dark. They may be a little melancholy, but they are not so much what I would call dark. You're just writing about your experiences in life, and that's how you see it. But from someone from looking on the outside, I don't necessarily see it as being dark. But I enjoy them, all of them, nonetheless. So, whenever
thank
you're
you very
ready.
Much. I have one called "Freeze the Day," and it's a little story poem, but just a little bit romantic, a little bit. It's not dark. So I think I'll read that one, if I may.
I might be sure.
Thank you. Freeze the day. Diamond dust, pudrin blankets, the frost-bitten ground. Glazed quartz glistens in moonlight, shimmering in waves of pink. Blue spruce adorn in icy tears like royal gems and crowns. Maples sheathed in crystal robes dancing on a forest rink. Jeweled lashes flutter as she sleeps, chiseled from crystalline ice, moonstones and northern lights. Ice Queen reigns over enchanted forest where no one weeps. Cerulean blue eyes temper cold, warmth and heat ignites. Holding court in frozen wilderness, Her Majesty shares kindness. Woodland creatures gather and pay homage to their queen. Upon their heads a touch of love and greatness. In turn, the critters pledge loyalty, a gift she has not foreseen. Enchantress does not need a prince or a king. Forest and creatures are all she'll ever want or need. She does not buy into the happily ever after thing. Creator of happiness, contentment was daily seized.
And poem. That was beautiful. What did you say about, did you talk about moonstone?
Yes. Where did I have that? I'll have to find it. I'm trying to. Where was that? Oh, here. I see it. Glazed quartz glistens in moonlight, shimmering like in waves of pink. Is that what you meant? No. Oh, here it is. The moonstones. Chiseled from crystalline ice, moonstones, and northern lights.
You know what, Lady A, your pieces give, your metaphors and your pieces give such a beautiful and vivid visual. That's why, that's one of the things that I really, really love about your pieces, because I'm a visual person more so than by what I hear. I like to picture in my head because I'm right there when I see what I see from what I'm hearing. So I love that piece, as I do all of your pieces, and I thank you for bringing that, and thank you for
telling
us about the craziness of all that snow. You can keep it over there, okay?
I should try to take some pictures because it's not often that we get it this deep, but it's a lot of snow out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right on the water, too, and you can't see a thing in front as it blows, and there's something really not quite eerie, but comforting almost, I find. To be cozy in your house and look outside and the storm is going on.
That's all right. But, take some snapshots and maybe you can post them in the event page or share them with me. I'm a picture nut. I'll share anything. You know, and also the information about that book that you suggested that people read about
The
Law of Attraction and Manifestation. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that really, really like to read that. It might catch their ear or their eye or whatever. But thank you very much, Lady.
How do I find the, because I have a difficulty all the time finding the event page, and I don't know why. Like, I have the show, it's right here. And what the show is, but when I go to find the event page, I can't seem to find it. What am I supposed to look under when I
tag? When I invite you, it's supposed to take you right to the event page when I send out the invite to you.
Okay.
That's supposed to come straight from the event page. So click on the invite, and it should take you right there.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. I'm gonna send you to the therapist's office and go on over there, grab you a glass of wine and sit back and talk to Fernando, Roberto.
Roberto, okay.
You enjoy the rest of your night. All right,
one
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A. Before I open up this next mic on my do a quick break here.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Poetic Therapy, and I am your host, La Perla Negra. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. For those of you that want to get in on the conversation or just listen, those of you that are online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. It is 4 minutes to 10, but you have up until 10:59 to call in and get in some conversation, because after 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk Lady has no chill. She will cut you off and you'll just miss out on a great show. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Nibella. Bella, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, love?
Hola. Hi.
Hola.
I miss your voice.
Oh, I miss yours too. So happy to hear you. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm living the life of the La Vida Loca.
Oh, the crazy life. Okay. That's a good thing, though. That really lets you know you are here alive. Ain't nothing wrong with that, honey.
I'm here in the same city.
Taste of it. Okay. That's all right. That's okay. I'm glad to hear that. You sound like you are in great spirits for that. Man, you sound really, really good. That's awesome.
I was listening to the CEO, and then I listened to Mama A, and then I love the poetry. And yes, your voice.
Thank you. Well, your voice also. And they have wonderful poetry, but you know, your voice has this gentleness to it. And along with your energy and your accent, it puts people in almost like a childlike state. Like, you make people feel like she's so sweet. It's just sweetness all around you. We just look forward to hearing things. Yes. It's just a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad to hear from you. You know, we don't get to hear you a lot these days, you know, because I know you're busy. Mm-hmm. I know you got a lot going on, but, you know, that's why it's such a treat when you do call in. You know, thank you.
I miss you, too. I always watch your TikTok, and I always listen to your TikTok. It makes me smile.
Oh, okay.
And I crack all the
My
time.
Crazy bitch. Yeah, it's some real craziness on there. I can't believe some of the stuff that I come across. I say, I got to post this because these fools is crazy on here. But I like to make people laugh, you know, so it's a good thing. You know, sometimes craziness ain't bad all the time. Sometimes it's a good thing.
You're a gift every day when I open up my FB and I see your TikTok. And then I watched that, and I would laugh. Well, not because of the person that doing the TikTok or the beside you, but watching your reaction. Really, like, look at her reaction. I don't know what she was thinking at the time. Earlier, I was watching her TikTok, and then I was cracking, and I said, "Look at my friend La Perla right there. Can you tell me what she be thinking while she was listening to that girl thinking about her hair?"
You know what? I'm saying to myself, people cannot be this slow. Please tell me it's not really people out here that are that slow. They can't be. Is this real? You know, but I'm looking at her expression, her actions, and her words, and she sounds authentic. Like, she's really, like, lost, because she's like, I'm scared, really. I'm like, either that or she's a really good actress, you know. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy though. But I'll be serious. I'm like, Lord, if they heard what I'm thinking in my head, they would ban me from TikTok. I'm trying to tell you, because the stuff that comes to mind, I'm like, oh my God. Lord. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yep.
I'm really glad you enjoy it. That's awesome.
Thank you for the gift of you,
Perla. Oh, right back to you, sweetheart. Thank you for the gift of you. I appreciate that. You're so sweet, Perla. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because we need more, let me see if I can make up a new word, soothingness for our ears.
I wrote something a couple of months ago, probably. I forgot, 3 months ago. And it's an entry for cancer patients. So it was an invitation, so I wrote one. And I would love to share it with you guys, because in that room, we have names for the treatments. So for the ones that I've met, there was this one lady, old lady, but she's adorable. She called her treatment the pink cocktail. Talking about alcohol, and replaces the treatment that they get. So I came up with my favorite, which is the blue absinthe. So that's a treatment that I have, because the color of the medication, my medication is blue and theirs is red. So I wrote this for them. I would love to share
awesome. It. We'd love to hear it. So the mic is yours.
Gosh, that's the title is 10 Cocktails for the Warriors and Their Silvery Bells. Sammy Bea. Once upon a tranquil time, under dim-lit incandescent memory, there were them and there was I. A meeting in a cocktail lounge, theirs, pink champagne, in a fancy tube, mine in absinthe blue, blasting the vein. I smiled at blank stares around, no words to utter, just light until tiny smiles became high. Limited greetings turned grand, an exchange of life in gentle words and a calm tone. Some teared and some just nodded. I listened and twinkled, laughed with my kept memories, holding back emotions, hiding my eyes with sparkles as we wait for our special concoction to seep inside us. I watched and watched. Watch them, one by one, dusting their gown with polished smiles and glistening eyes. Others patted my shoulder, and one tapped my hand. And she brushed her colored flesh onto my pale skin, passing me the courage of a warrior and a silent wish. One by one, round the silvery counter bell, with pictured joy in the arms of their love. And I wish them Vega and congratulations, for she no longer have to take the bitter aftertaste of the pink champagne, and they no longer have to sit down in a dim-lit lounge watching pale lips and trembling flesh. I still have few more shots of blue absinthe until I vomit the demon they all slayed. I am happy for them. I will wait so patiently to earn my badge of honor and ring the bar counter bell. And peace. Thank you.
That was so beautiful, Bella. You know, that was very uplifting to let people know that you are more than happy that they got through what they needed to go through. And that you are anxiously but patiently awaiting the day when yours is through, when you get to their level, and that lets people know that you are thinking about them, that you care, that it matters to them, it matters to you what they go through as well, that they're not by themselves. That was beautiful, Bella. Oh,
thank you.
That. Really, really loved that so much. Man. Now,
I'm
going to do, you're welcome, I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. You have a choice between the lady and the man, but you can't occupy too much of the male therapist because he kind of got a thing for my diva, Ms. VIP. I don't know what she did to him, but he really, like, is stuck on her. So you might want to skedaddle next door to the lady so he can have his open time for Ms. VIP. So thank you so much for coming through, Bella. I appreciate you and stay in touch, okay?
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. All right, back at you. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was me, Bella. She's so precious. All right, I'm going to go open up this next microphone to King Atterbury.
Hey, how you
King,
doing?
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm on a J-O-B, but I'm on break right now to come through and, you know, represent with y'all. You know.
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Well, I ain't going to hold you real, real long. You know, I'm going to chat about
good.
It. I'm going to be considerate. Okay.
Me too.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Awesome. So What you got going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't mean to say man, but, you know, some shit just come out. But I'm just looking at things in the world perspective of, you know, naysayers and those that bring things forth. But sometimes some folks out there be bringing false hope, you know what I mean, towards the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on some old deep release type thing right now, you know.
Okay.
That's why I titled that piece. You know,
deep
sometimes
release.
We have to
stop,
look, listen, and learn, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%, you know. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Okay. This piece is titled Deep Release. So many want to preach and teach, arms short to reach. Why speak when you can't greet compassion? Come on, please. Where's your knowledge? And I don't mean textbook literature. Pardon me and excuse me, I paint visual pictures. Through poetry with mind-provoking lines coming across, have it sitting on the docks of your brain, lingering, pause. Sleep on it. Wake up into a better and real tomorrow. It's not hard to swallow common sense. Stop being macho. Humbleness goes a long way from yesterday. Present time wave, bring creativeness, okay? Hooray for true champions that display. Bringing into existence one hell of a showcase. Iron sharpened iron, water me, I water you. As a team, we shall improve without strings loose. The path that we choose can be great, let's elevate. Even with making mistakes, that's the challenge within our fate, King.
That was dope. That was dope.
Thank you.
You know, I just lost my train of thought. No, I'm a fan of your wordplay, because a lot of it is thought provoking. There are certain keywords that you use or certain phrases that you use that make a person sit back for a second and say, like, yo, he's right. Man. Or make a person want to go, you know, look up and research, excuse me, what you said. And that was really dope. I like that piece, and I appreciate you coming through with it. But before I let you go, you got to let us know what you got going on out there, you know.
Well, what we got going on every Tuesday, 8 p.m., the Poetry Corner Show. Come through. We celebrate Black History Month. So we're gonna get that rocking and popping this Tuesday and throughout the month. So if anybody thinking about wanting to come through this Tuesday or any other given Tuesday, holler at Joel Washington Atterbury on Facebook and we'll see what's going on. Come through.
Most definitely. Thank you. Make sure you post that on the event page. Yeah, y'all come on through on Tuesday night. You know, y'all will enjoy it. I mean, I'm scared when I first got on there, but I really like it now. I kind of like being seen. You can be seen on YouTube, you know, live stream on Facebook and everything. Y'all come on through and sit them pieces or just come through in the chat and support the other poets. It's a really
thank you,
show.
Bro. Appreciate that. I forgot about that.
Not me, shoot. I'll be looking for. I'll be like, all right.
Know.
You know,
we
my signal is messed up sometimes.
Yeah.
Always
it's
grab
been
YouTube. Yeah, it
it's
has.
Been righteous
so I ain't gonna jinx
so...
it. I ain't gonna jinx it. Not talking about
hey,
it.
It's so good. Now we keep. I always keep everything in prayer before we even have the show. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
First and foremost, oh, yes, definitely. All right, thank you, Kang. I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. I know you got to get back on the plantation and see what you got to do. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, it's all good.
Thanks for coming
yeah.
through. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was King Atterbury. Yeah, y'all check out Poetry Corner. Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., you really, really will enjoy it because you get to see live pieces being spit by some dope poets, including myself. I'm going to open up this deck all to my diva, my awesome co-host for the Love Zone on Wednesday night, the VIP. Hey, diva, welcome to Poetic Thursday. How you doing tonight?
Hey, diva, I'm good. I'm free of grandchildren, so I'm good.
Oh, excuse me, one second. Can you wait a minute? She just opened up her microphone. She, you know what? Between you and Poetic and my staff, I don't know what y'all did to them, but y'all going to stop.
I'm so
this.
Sorry.
We got to have a corporate meeting.
Of,
no, you're not.
It's
you
the power of Aries.
Is that what it is?
It's the power
That's
of
right.
Aries.
Both of y'all are Aries. I forgot about that. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, y'all can be quite the charmers, but y'all going to stop charming my staff because you just throwing them all off balance. Yeah, giving me all kinds of flack and stuff because they want to talk to you. And y'all need to keep in touch with these folks during the week or something. Ridiculous. But thank you for coming by, Diva. What's going on with you, lady? You say you're not in grandma mode tonight. You're free tonight.
They just left. I'm finally free.
Yay! For a little bit. Because you know they're going to be back. They always going to be back. They can't stay away from grandma. You know that.
Well, one just begged me again, Grandmom, can I come say please? I'm like, girl, what?
Oh, that
oh,
mercy. You just got some breathing there.
First thing to walk
she
in, can I stay another week? No.
Oh, Lord. Oh, another week? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I'll be there soon enough. I'm waiting for my first one to get here. And to hear them words, my mom, grandma, D-mom, or something, some kind of something, mama, you know, whatever he wants to call me.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
There you go. Right?
Yes. And you know what? I really enjoyed the show last night. Man. With us going back and forth, that
Trust
was pretty dope.
That was pretty dope.
Yes, it was. So, I'm interested. What did you bring to soothe our ears tonight?
Well, you know what? I'm going to repeat one from last night, and a really, really, it was short and sweet, and just very much to the point. But I just love it.
Well,
I think. You know, it's untitled, okay, you know, the usual.
That's all right. No, I understand about them untitled pieces. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My spirit had traveled along the skies. It knew where you were. I knew where to go. I didn't rush this time, so I went slow. Did I surprise you? Did you know we'd find what everyone searches for? Wait, I won't speak for you. I can't read your mind. You didn't know my smile was the sunlight, that my eyes were moonbeams in the night. I bet you wished on a four-leaf clover to find me. Not that I'm bragging. I wished on a star just to happen to you, for you to see me, just to be where you are. In unspoken words, you wanted me to wait. Wait until you were free, until your nest was empty. But you didn't understand it wasn't your way or the highway because I was already free. And if you wanted me, really wanted me, I would never be that mountain you'd have to climb. And that's that piece.
Nice. You know, I'm a fan, Diva. I think I've run out of things to say because I just enjoy listening to your voice and your pieces. You know, your pieces are wonderful, whether they're heartbreak or political or, you know, upbeat or sensual. All of them are great. And I've really, really enjoyed listening to them. and this is no different than any of the other ones. And I thank you for coming by and sharing that. But before
I send you a chief comment, stop hitting the button. Cut it out. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, before I send you over there to Roberto, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. Well, every Wednesday, we are in the love zone, and the topic for now is undetermined, but y'all come on in because we always have fun, and we always have great, great topics. So, you know, just come and slide in the love zone with us. Then every alternate Fridays, I host Express Your Vibe. And that's just a come as you are, spit what you like. It's an open mic, for real, for real. And, hey, and even though last night it wasn't a lot of people, hey, it was a dope show. So there you go.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much, Diva, for coming through. As usual, showing support and love and bringing your awesome pieces and your energy all together. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. All right, go on over there to the therapist's office and talk to this man before he get fired, because I'm going to give him a pink slip.
Oh, wow.
All right, girl.
Oh, wow. All right.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my diva, my co-host for Wednesday night, the Love Zone, as you heard, and also on Friday night, alternating Friday night. And Express Your Vibe. Man, oh man. Well, this has been some kind of show for me. I really, really enjoyed the poetry, everybody that came by. I think I'm going to play a little bit of music for y'all, you know, because you know how I feel.
Finally breathe your walking poetry. It's what you do to me. It's what you do. Tell me. Touch me with no hands. Hold me with your eyes. Unwind me with your mind tonight. Speak with no words. Show me and I'm all yours. Show me and I'm all yours.
All that you want, all that I need. Eyes are like the smoke, linger on me. All that you want, all that I need. Eyes are like the smoke, linger on me. You got me so high, can't find out it breathe. that you are, all that I need. Eyes are like a smoke, linger on me. All that you are, all that I need. Eyes are like a smoke, linger on me. You got me so high,
trust me, he knew that she loved him, but he also knew she'd been through something. So he understood her response when he asked for just some of her time was, don't come to me, it's only a piece of me is what you seek. Because she knows the sun is in her fingertips. So she tells him, you are in the presence of the universe and in my company. So be absolutely sure that this is the kind of love you want in your life. And if you want to give me you, all of you, show me your hidden characteristic traits you deem flawed, so I can show you how I see the perfection of them in you, in my heart. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, after all. We've all been through some things, so give me the chance to show you how truly beautiful you are. See, our souls have been together, watching. So you get my trust first, because I don't want you to run from me. I don't want you to run to me. I want you to run with me. Trust me. And understand there really isn't anything to fear. I've already stripped down because I loved you before wind knocked on windows and whispered in the ears of leaves. But shower in my understanding and know that it is safe for you to be completely naked with me, trusting to the end of forever.
We've been derided by an ocean, had 100 things in motion, said you barely recognize me.
Trap.
Yeah, I've been gone for quite a while, but can we just reconcile? No, I never meant to leave you. I was busy, but I promise you the next time you won't feel like I forgot about you.
Trap.
I know it's far, but just remember, I'll be back home in November. I won't miss you till I see the smoke. Call it, blow back, come with, blow back, come with, blow back, come with, blow back. Call it, blow back, come with, blow back, come with, blow back, come with, blow back. That you wish me well.
or a cyclone every time you exhale. I got off the ground and now I'm unfounded, but miss you around it. That's why you should come and sit me over by the nonsense. You used to kiss me like a lipstick caught fire, but no ties. Now smoke gets in my eyes.
Open to me. In time you may come to see some of my tears seep through cracks of old wounds. Not because I haven't healed, but because there will always be residue of ruins across my heart. And I know that you'll want to know what they do to hurt me so you don't step on a landmine. If you ask me how many heartbreaks I've endured, baby, I lost count. But don't be afraid to open to me. My heart has always been and shall remain a safe place to love, and I will always clear a path for you because my light comes into view. Being in your presence is as if time freezes for me for a while, long enough to allow me the pleasure of being held captive in your magnificence. All the while my heart gleefully greets you in secret. The sight of you is mouth-watering and awakens the animalistic craze from deep within. So I close my eyes and inhale, because I swear I can smell you when you're not around. I'm so drawn to you like the sweetest drug. I'm addicted. It is said, where true love's light burns, desire is love's pure flame. Now, I don't just want to experience the extremes of your love. I want to become them. Open to me, and I will face my fear and walk through them with all that I am. Open to me. And that's why this passion till our hearts content. Open to me and know that this is your safe space.
Still blue. that life we hold. We stand on the shore wishing that we could go, searching for a pattern. We ain't even got a boat. But still it's
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight, listeners online that streamed the show, magnificent poetry, even the ones that just listened in. Thank you for the support and the love and the participation. It's always appreciated. I love you guys for it. I want you to continue to respect and love one another, and please, everybody, be sensible about this virus and the sicknesses that are going on, this contagion. Just think about it. When you have a cold or somebody else has a cold, you don't want to be around that person, and you don't want to put yourself in that position to give somebody something that you have when it comes down to that. So just be smart, sensible, and considerate. You know, just stay away from people until you feel better. You know when it's over. I love you guys and continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, okay? Because that's where spirit lies, deep inside the heart, whether you know it or not. You know, once again, I love you all. I thank you again. With that, I'm going to say peace.
Life's one big party. Songs for the day. Let's get it started. Turn up that sound and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away and catch good vibes. Vibes. Catch good vibes. Vibes. Whatever it is that makes you smile as warm as June when it's mid-December, just take it all in. Loving the hue that you exude is such a sweet surrender. Life's short, so please remember, just catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away and catch good vibes.